Okay, today's daf is Sukkah Daf Chaf Hei, and we get into really the next section of the Masechta. We've been dealing with the structure of the Sukkah for the first 23 blad or so, and now we get into a couple of daf relating to the mitzvah of Yeshiva Basukkah, right? Daf Chaf Hei, Daf Chaf Vav, Daf Chaf Zayin, and through the rest of the parak, and then we'll get into the Dalin Minim starting in the third parak. But today we have, we'll talk about the Sugya based on a Rashi. Based on a Rashi right here in Sukkah Chaf Hei Mar Aleph, where the Mishnah tells us, Shluchei Mitzvah Patur Min HaSukkah. If somebody is involved in a mitzvah, Shluchei Mitzvah, they're on their way to do a mitzvah, then they're Patur from the mitzvah of Sukkah because of the principle of Osig B'mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah. That's what the Gemara says. Minon Imili Datan Rabbana B'Shitacha B'Veisecha. If to do mitzvahs when you're sitting in your house, Prad LaOsig B'mitzvah, excluding when one is Osig B'mitzvah, so then already Oseg, so they're doing God's works, so they're a pater from doing the other mitzvah. Again, a big topic, Oseg b'mitzvah, how does it work? Is it a hafka? Is it a patur? Meaning, are you allowed to do the other mitzvah if you can? The Ran, the Ritva, Tosfos, all get into the action. But we'll focus on the Rashi. Shluchei mitzvah, what are the examples? Holchei b'derech mitzvah. One who goes on his way to do a mitzvah. Kegon lomo Torah. Like going on the way to learn Torah. Ulahakla p'nei rabo v'lifto shvuyim, to go meet your Rebbe, to be poda shvuyim. We'll focus on the first one. Going to learn Torah. So what does the Mishnah say? If one is going to learn Torah, they are pater from the mitzvah of Sukkah. So the question that is asked by many of the Achronim, that is, when one is actually learning Torah, then we do not apply the principle of Osig b'mitzvah, pater min mitzvah. When one is learning Torah and a mitzvah comes up, then one has to stop learning Torah and do the mitzvah. That seems to be Beferish, a Gemara in Meseches Moed Katan, on Daf Tesma Beis, where the Gemara says, Ksiv, one pasuk says, Yikara mi mipninim b'chol chafasecha lo yishvuba. The Torah is more precious than pearls, and all of your chafatzim will not equal it. Ha-chefzei shamayim yishvuba. But chefzei shamayim will equal. V'ksiv v'chol chafasim v'chol chafasim lo yishvuba. Afilu chefzei shamayim lo yishvuba. Even chefzei shamayim isn't like Torah. And therefore you should keep learning Torah and not do chefzei shamayim, do mitzvos. Answers the Gemara, Kan b'mitzvah she'efshe la'asosa al-yidei acherim. If there's a mitzvah that can be done by others, there's three people that could do a mitzvah, and one of them is learning, and the other two people are just sitting and doing nothing, so then the other two people should do the mitzvah, and the one person learning should stay learning. But if there's a mitzvah that's impossible to do by others, right? If my father asked me to do something, or my presence at a wedding would make a difference to the chassan, then nobody else could do that mitzvah for me, so I have to stop and do that mitzvah. So you see that when it comes to a mitzvah, we need to stop learning. And that's what the Meiri says there in the Gemara in Moed Katan Daf Tes. Afal bisha amru osik b'mitzvah patur min mitzvah ein talmud Torah bechlal zeh. Talmud Torah is not included in the principle of osik b'mitzvah. Elo l'mi shaya osik b'torah. The ira mitzvah liyado. If somebody's osik b'torah and a mitzvah comes, im efshar losa mitzvah de achirim, if someone else could do the mitzvah, ein lo levatel leha. So you shouldn't be a mevatel. Aye, what about bito? And if atishvei bito Torah, well, tosvei is nachras askala. Those are efshar alasos ay deachirim. And if it's efshar ay deachirim, kagon she'ein sham roila elahu oshi mitzvah mutelas al gufo kagon lulav. Right, a mitzvah sheba gufo you can't do ay deachirim lulav shofar kibud avayim kfuras meis mitzvah. B'makom she'en lo kovrim v'domeihem ha-mitzvah kodemes u'mevatel talmud Torah k'dei l'kaima. And we're mevatel Torah, we stop learning. V'eino mafkia chiyuva me'alav b'kia mitzvah talmud Torah. We don't undo the chiyuv of the mitzvah because of the Torah that you're doing. Afilu mitzvah kala, even a mitzvah kala, a light mitzvah, still I have to stop learning to do what I think is a light mitzvah. So the Meiri is beferish that the principle of osig b'mitzvah patur min mitzvah does not apply to Talmud Torah. So before we get into our Gemara, back to our Gemara, let's just ask the question. But so isn't it ironic that Rashi in our Gemara says if one is going to learn Torah, so then we apply the principle of osig b'mitzvah patur min mitzvah. Even though when one is actually learning Torah, we don't apply the principle of osig b'mitzvah patur min mitzvah. How does that work? How does that work? If when I'm doing the mitzvah, I don't say osik b'mitzvah, surely when I'm just going to do the mitzvah, I shouldn't say osik b'mitzvah, patur min mitzvah. So how do I understand that Rashi? So first, misvara, why would we say that osik b'mitzvah does not apply to Talmud Torah? Right, what would we think? Talmud Torah k'neged kulam. It's the greatest mitzvah. So why wouldn't it apply to Talmud Torah? So Rav Asher Weiss writes in Vayikra maybe two opposite svaras. Two opposite svaras. On the one hand, one might say that every second is a different kiyum. He talks about this here in Parshas Bechukosai. Every second is a separate mitzvah. So really, when I'm learning, it's not that, you know, like a mitzvah that I'm in the middle of. And if I'm in the middle of a mitzvah, I shouldn't stop doing that mitzvah. By Torah, you're never in the middle of it, because every second is a separate mitzvah. So it's not a question of stopping in the middle, it's just not doing more. So maybe that's why Talmud Torah is differently. And he quotes from the Vilna Gaon, the Gra, in the Shos Elio, a much talked about piece on the Mishnah of Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. The Gra quotes that every moment, Shitzarach Adam Ma'od Ma'od L'chabe V'satorah, to Bechal Teva V'teva Shalamad Ba, Hu Mitzvah B'fnei Atzma. Every word that we learn is a separate mitzvah. V'haraya Sheyotzi B'teva Achas Mitzvahs Lima Torah, Shishkula Keneged Kala Mitzvahs. And that's why, if you're learning for an hour, you know how many mitzvahs you get? Kishalomi L'mashal Daf Echad Mekayim Kama Me'os Mitzvos. V'yim Kein B'vada Yoser Tov L'kayim Me'a Mitzvahs Mi'mitzvah Achas. So maybe that's one svara, that really you're never stopping in the middle. It's just that you are not doing more. But Pashtus, as he says himself, that's a big chiddush. Because even if it's a separate mitzvah, it's still a hemshech, it's still a tziruf between the time that I'm learning. 10 minutes, 20 minutes, it's all connected to each other. So maybe there's an opposite svara. An opposite svara. This is what he says on page Tuf Yud Zayin. Here in Parshas Bechukosai, in Oz Dalet. Amnam be'emes nira b'ze'ikr, the opposite. Mitzvah Talmud Torah is every second. Every second. So if we would do the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, then we would never do any mitzvah. To keep it, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, mitzvah t'midasi, ve'ein lo shir, v'zman mesuyam, ela mitzvasa, b'chol esu, b'chol shah, e'efshah, she'titcha, v'titras, kol ha'mitzvahs. It's impossible. Ta'lo ramach mitzvahs asein asan lana kodesh baruch. Hashem gave us mitzvahs to do. He didn't just give us one mitzvah to do. And if we would say Torah is osik b'mitzvah, padr b'na mitzvah, then we wouldn't do all the mitzvahs. U'masa yikaimah, mim yasuk b'torah, b'chol shah, ki mitzvasa. V'chivata b'chol mitzvahs ha'torah la'olam. Dover ze e'efshar. The Alkan, and therefore the mitzvah she tmidis ketalmud Torah ena poteres ben a mitzvah, because it's every second. It must be that you don't see osig b'mitzvah. Ve'ein zeh domeh l'matzav mikri shebo. What's osig b'mitzvah? You happen to be involved in a mitzvah, so that's potem in a mitzvah. But talmud Torah is not that you happen. It's every free second that you have. Ve'ein zeh domeh l'matzav mikri shebo asuku b'mitzvah b'shoshem mischayiv b'mitzvah acheres shebo nischad shahalacha to osig b'mitzvah potem in a mitzvah, like shluchei mitzvah in our case. Avol mitzvah shezmana tadir ketalmud Torah. The kavanas haTorah sheyikaimua b'shar sheina mitzuva b'shar mitzvahs shumuchuya b'hem the efshe sheyivatal mitzvahs Torah b'kfiyas b'shvil Talmud Torah. So that is just a svara for that meiri for the Gemara, why osik b'mitzvah does not apply to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and if somebody is osik in Talmud Torah and another mitzvah comes up, one has to stop learning and do the mitzvah. The problem is the shita of the Rambam. The Rambam, one of the problems, is the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Ishus, in Perek Tezvav Halacha Beis, the Rambam tells us, Ha'ish mitzuvah per yivir v'yevaloa isha. A man is mitzuvah per yivu, as we know, based on the Gemara in Yevamos. Ve'im asai, ha'ish tzchayiv v'mitzvazu, when is yichayiv? Miben shvas, right, says the Rambam, 17. And once he turns 20, v'lo nasi isha, then he's v'vim b'vata. Ve'im haya osik b'torah v'tarid ba. But if he's still learning when he's 20 years old, he doesn't want to marry married yet, he's going to have his head and many other things, making a living, worrying about parnasa, and he knows this is his time to learn right now. So in that case, says the Rambam, Hari Zimutr Lehis Acher, you could delay. The chassan, the man, could delay getting married, even though he's pushing off the mitzvah of marriage and pushing off the mitzvah of puravu, because the Rambam's lashon, sheha osik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. V'kol shekein b'talmud Torah, because osik b'mitzvah. And surely Talmud Torah you say osik b'mitzvah by. What? Is that beferish against the Gemara? The Gemara says that we don't apply the principle of osik b'mitzvah by Talmud Torah. And the Rambam does. The Rambam doesn't only apply it to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. He does so with the kol shekein. Kol shekein b'talmud Torah. How are we supposed to understand that? That's the difficult Rambam in Hilchas Ishus, Perek Tesvav Halacha Beis. When the Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Eben Ezer, in Hilchas Puravu, in the first Simon Aleph, Sif Beis, Sif Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam verbatim, but leaves out the last line. So he's meshuvin, he's kafuf to the Rambam. So he says, Miyo mosik batar batarba umisyari lisa isha, kadesh shalo yitrach bimazono, viyivatam anatar, mudel azacher, period. He doesn't quote the last line. Sheha'osik b'mitzvah patur b'na mitzvah v'kosh kein b'talmud Torah. Amazing. But this is the Rambam. This is the Rambam sheet, and the question is, how are we supposed to understand it? And note, the Rambam does quote that Mishnah, the Gemara in Moed Katan, in Hilchos Talmud Torah. The Rambam says, Ha'isa Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Gimel Halacha Daled, Ha'ilafana vasiyas mitzvah b'talmud Torah, in front of me is to do a mitzvah or learning, im afshar l'mitzvah, lehei asos ha'yidei achirim, lo yafsik mitamudo. If I could do a mitzvah, somebody else could do the mitzvah, then I shouldn't be mafsik. V'im lav, ya'aseh ha'mitzvah v'yafsul tamudo. And if I can stop, if I can't get anybody else to do the mitzvah, so then I have to stop and do the mitzvah and go back to my learning. So the Rambam quotes that. So what's he talking about in Hilchos Ishus, that if somebody wants to learn and push off getting married, he's allowed to because of Osik B'mitzvah. I thought Osik B'mitzvah doesn't apply to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So there are a couple of suggestions given in the Achronim how to answer this, the Rambam. The Maharam Shik writes in the first tshuva in Evan Ha'eser that maybe Puruvu is Nechshav, it's a Chiddush Gadol, maybe Puruvu is Nechshav, a mitzvah she'efshar la'asos al yedei acherim. Maybe, because after all, it's about populating the world, and other people could populate the world. It's not about me, it's not like lulav and shofar and megillah that I have to do. It's not a mitzvah she'begufo, says the Maharam Shik, and therefore maybe that's why, says the Maharam Shik. The al karchav tzorach lomar, de Puruvu mikri efshar lehiskayim al yedei acherim. The ikar tam l'mali liyashiv ha'olam. The ikar tam of Puruvu is to populate the world. V'zeh himtik ben azay b'yavamisham b'lashono. That's the language of ben azay. Efshar la'olam lihiskayim adei achirim. It's efshar lasos l'chim ben azay shechashka nafsho. V'lo pasak u'mevatol me'olam b'talmud Torah. He never wasted a second. Ein tzarach levatol me'divrei Torah. V'ein ha'mechuyav livsok divrei Torah me'olam. Amnam achirim d'lefamim mevatolim. But sometimes, right, we're not ben azay, we waste time. U'mafsikin, so if we stop for other things, we have to waste time to take time for this too. V'yimkei chalayim azlisa v'lachin pasak arambam in this context, because again, it's considered efshar la'asos al yedei achirim in the meantime. The chiddush is that maybe the din derabanan of lasheves is to populate the world, result-oriented. But Puruvu is a chovas gavra. Every man has to fulfill the mitzvah Puruvu to have a son and a daughter. So how can you say it's result-oriented? Why would that be? Right, the Rabbi Yosef Engel uses this also in Asven Darais and Klal Yud Gimel, a source that we like to quote in other contexts, where he discusses the Tosfos and the Mishnah Gittin Adaf Mem Alef, where the Mishnah tells us that if you have a Chati Eved, Chati Men Chorin, it's impossible for him to stay in that state, because there's nobody for him to marry. Right, he can't marry a free woman because of his Chatzi Eved. He can't marry a Shifcha because of his Chatzi Ben Chorin. To leave him in this state is impossible, because the Mishnah's language, Lo Nivra Ha'olam Ella, right, Lifras Velirbos, Shenemar Lo Sohu Baro Lasheves Yitzara. The Gemara, the Mishnah, quotes the Pasuk of Lasheves. And the question is, why does the Gemara quote Lasheves? It's just called Puruvu. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, if somebody was Ba'ones about a mitzvah, let's say, Bein Adam Lamakom, and then we could say, or what we might call a Maisa HaMitzvah, so we could say, Onis Kamanda Ovid. We could say, it's as if you did it. What can you do? You know, you don't have enough money for lulav. You wish you could buy a lulav. You can't get a lulav. Hashem will consider it as if you did it. Right? Onis Kamanda Ovid. But if it's a result-oriented mitzvah, maybe you'll call it a Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, maybe you'll call it, something that has to achieve a result, a mitzvah of Pirsumei Nisa, then you can't say Onis Kamanda Ovid. Right, that's why you have to sell the shirt off your back to get Hanukkah candles, right? Or because it's a result, or it's a result. You can't say Onis Kamanda Ovid. You need to get the result. If you don't get the result, you didn't do it. Hashem is not going to fault me, but I didn't get the result. So says the Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Asven Daraisa, Puruvu, I have a chiyuv to do. I have a chiyuv to try, and if I don't do it, I don't do it. What could I do? I tried. Remember the Gemara Shabbos Lamed Aleph? What are we going to be asked? Asakta beper yiburuvi, not kiyamta. Asakta, did you do your best? But Lasheves is result-oriented. If it was just Mitzad Puruvu, Bezdin wouldn't be kofa the Adon to free the slave. Why? Because, okay, the Eved Ben Chorin is Ba'ones, he can't get married, okay, he's Ones, maybe even Kamanda Avad. But that's only if it's a Maisa HaMitzvah. But Lasheves is result-oriented. So therefore, for that, we would force him to free the Eved. But either way, what do you see? Puravu is not. Puravu is a Chovas Gavra. How can the Maharam Shik suggest that? But that's number one. Maharam Shik, it's Efshal Asos Le'echeirim. If you look on the Aruch HaShulchan, the Aruch HaShulchan says, less mechudash, but more pashu. He says maybe the issue is because it's not a mitzvah of eris. It's not a mitzvah that you can't do later. Right? What does the Rambam say? You could push it off. Not that you're not going to do it. You could just push it off, the Aruch HaShulchan says, there in the Eved Ezra Siman Aleph. V'yavagav do'osik b'mitzvah b'torah, ein lo lifter asma b'mitzvahs top mitzvahs, even though it's in b'torah generally, you can't pater yourself, v'kal mako mitzvahs puravu, tu zakar b'nekeva, yishlo adayin zman l'kayim, v'have k'mitzvah she'eno veres, the mitzvahs top b'torah doche osa. Talmud Torah can be doche. When do we say that you have to get up and do it? If ef shalasos adei achirim, that's only by a mitzvah of eris. If you're going to lose the mitzvah, then you have to stop. But if you're not going to lose the mitzvah, then even if it's ef shalasos adei achirim, if it's not a mitzvah of eris, you're going to be able to do it later. So then we would say to do it later as well. That's the Aruch HaShulchan. The Netziv does not think, Netziv, who is related to the Aruch HaShulchan, as we know, does not fit into the Lashon HaRambam. Because the Rambam seems to quote the regular osig b'mitzvah, pata b'mitzvah. Right, a regular osig b'mitzvah pushes off even a mitzvah overes. Right, shouldn't make a difference. So how can he quote the regular osig b'mitzvah, kol shekein b'talmud Torah? So, there are others as well. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav, in Hilchas Talmud Torah, we know the Shulchan Aruch HaRav redid Hilchas Talmud Torah for the, in his Shulchan Aruch, because he felt that the Rambam structure is not what he wanted, so, he says, maybe here there's a specific problem, dafka by marriage. Because by marriage, maybe it's the opposite kind of what the Aruch HaShulchan says. There's a chashash that if he gets married, he'll never be able to come back to the level and quality of learning that he's doing now, that he could do now. So at a certain point in life, we have to do it. But by other mitzvos, it won't permanently impact the Talmud Torah. So you can go do the mitzvah, and then come back and continue with the Talmud Torah. But here, if you go and do the other mitzvah, which is marriage, maybe you'll never be able to come back to this state, quality of Talmud Torah, and that's why you can push it off. And maybe that's even alluded to in two words in the Rambam. When the Rambam says, mutter to push it off, but then the Rambam says, we just find the Lashon HaRambam again, v'yachzir l'talmudo, to come back to one's learning, so that's when one can... That's when can come back. V'yachzor l'talmudo. That's what the Rambam says here in Hilchos Talmud Torah. V'yemlav yasa mitzvah v'yachzor l'talmudo. But if you won't be able to be chozor l'talmudo, so then maybe you don't do it. So that's the another of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Again, it doesn't seem to fit into the Pasha's Lashon HaRambam. And also, let's get back to the Rashi. What about our Rashi, where we started from? How could it be that going to learn Torah is poter, but actually learning Torah is not poter? So the Rashi Shita is questioned, the Rambam Shita is questionable, the Maharach or Zarua maybe starts the answer for us. The Maharach or Zarua in Kuf Pei Gimel discusses Bachurim Hacholchim Lilmo Torah. Sounds like Rashi. Piturim Mikala Mitzvahs calls Machim Beis Rambam. As long as they're in yeshiva, they're patur from other mitzvahs. What is the Maharach or Zarua talking about? They're patur from various mitzvahs, so explains Rav Aaron Lichtenstein in Sefer Kavod HaRav, page 194, 195, explains other, Rav Asher Weiss discusses this also, in short, on page Tuf Yud Dalet. Maybe the point is that our Torah has to be defined as Lomad Amanaz L'Asos. By definition, that's our learning, Lomad Amanaz L'Asos. That's why every time a mitzvah comes up, we have to stop and do it. Because if we wouldn't stop and do it, that would be a pagam in our Torah. Because our Torah then would be defined as Lomad Shalom Anas L'Asos. So then that's not learning. Our learning has to be defined as Lomad Amanaz L'Asos. That's why every time a mitzvah comes up, we stop learning so that our Torah is defined as Lomad Amanaz L'Asos. But it could be that sometimes, in certain situations, there are competing values, and not stopping here does not undermine the definition of Talmud Torah, Lomad Amanaz L'Asos. Maybe one's years in yeshiva, there are different rules. Not Lamaisa, but what the Maharach or Zarua said. There are different rules there, because that's when your years in yeshiva, you're focusing on making yourself the person you want to be for life. So then maybe there's more of an extreme focus on Talmud Torah.
And then later on in life, we'll get back to the more balanced Lomar Amanas Lasos. So maybe that's why the Ron says what he says. And maybe ironically, once I'm learning Torah, then I have to stop for this Lomar Amanas Lasos. But if I'm not even learning yet, Rashi, I'm Holech Lomod, then it's an Osek B'Mitzvah. Then it's the regular Osek B'Mitzvah, Pata Manei Mitzvah. And maybe the Rambam, right? If I'm learning now because I know that I want to build up before I get married, so that's not an undermining of the definition. That's still Lomar Amanas Lasos. I'm just pushing it off. And that's what the Yerushalmi seems to say, Beferish, in Brachas, in the first Perek. V'les leila rashbi ha-lamad amas lasos, lo alamad shalom lasos, shalomad shalom lasos, noach lo shalom nivra. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, alamad shalom lasos, noach lo afilu ilu nefesh shal yasu apanav. Right? It has to be defined as a lamad amas lasos. That's the irony in the Rashi. Right? The Rabbeinu Yonah quotes in Maseches Brachas, Talmud Torah is doche mitzvahs of amira, but not maisim. So again, that's Tesma Beis here in the Dafi Arif. Maybe that's because if it's Lomar Amanas Lasos, whenever there's something Lasos, I have to stop and do it. But if it's not Maisim, it's just an Amira, maybe that wouldn't undermine it at all. But either way, this could be one shot of Rashi that is mentioned to also help explain the Shita of the Rambam. We'll stop here.